Senators and delegates, my name is Tom Swiss. I am a licensed massage therapist and a nationally certified Asian bodywork therapist. You may recognize me from my testimony against House Bill 374 and Senate Bill 370. Thank you for listening to this message. I've sent you a 10-page paper about the problems with this bill, but I know in this busy world, asking you to even skim that is a lot. So I've made this summary that you can listen to like a podcast while you're stuck in that lovely Annapolis traffic or on the treadmill or washing dishes or whatever. So it's a little experiment in social media democracy, I suppose. I am sure that your colleagues who introduced this bill have the best intentions, but they have been given bad information. The key points are acupressure is not acupuncture. It just is not. They share a basis in traditional Chinese medical theory, but deep tissue massage is not surgery just because they share a basis in anatomical theory. Same here. The acupuncture board's mandate is to regulate acupuncture, not all of East Asian medicine, however much it may want to take more power for itself. For decades, it has been accepted practice, including at massage therapy schools, in hospitals, and under continuing education requirements, for massage therapists to practice and teach acupressure, shiatsu, tuina, and other forms of East Asian bodywork. The historical fact of the difference between acupressure and acupuncture is illustrated by our colleagues who practice Jin Shin Do body-mind acupressure. Body-mind acupressure is a registered trademark of the Jin Shin Do Foundation. So it is established under federal trademark law that acupuncturists do not have exclusive rights to the word acupressure. And certifications like those the foundation offers, which are enforced via this trademark law, are the appropriate way for practitioners of professional forms of complementary and alternative medicine, like Jin Shin Do, to separate themselves from those simple folk forms that one can learn at a weekend seminar. Just as you could learn CPR and first aid in a weekend, and I hope you will, and save lives, a person can learn some basic acupressure in a weekend and help people. That training doesn't compare with professional grade training like an Asian bodywork therapist or a massage therapist who adopts Asian modalities or an acupuncturist has, just like that first aid training isn't first responder training or EMT training. But we can distinguish ourselves with voluntary certifications rather than licensure that's backed by incarceration and crippling fines. Another example, the National Center for Education Statistics, part of the Federal Department of Education, recognizes acupressure and Asian bodywork as distinct from acupuncture. Also, in 2025, there was a bill in the Massachusetts legislature which promptly defined Asian bodywork therapy as the practice of Chinese bodywork lineages such as acupressure, shiatsu, or tuina. Now, that bill doesn't seem to have gotten out of committee, but I hope you'll see how it counters the argument that these things are acupuncture and we just need to clarify the existing statutory language. The bill's advocates talk about scope of practice, but scopes of practice can overlap. This is standard. And legitimate scope of practice laws govern the objective actions a therapist can use. The law cannot reasonably dictate subjective ideas in a practitioner's head or the theoretical basis for them. By trying to prevent anyone else from even thinking or talking about the theories of East Asian medicine, advocates of this bill suggest an interpretation of law that violates the First and 14th Amendments. And most importantly, acupressure just does not pose a threat to the public that justifies regulation. In terms of the danger posed and the need for regulation, acupressure is no different than reflexology. Both are systems which work on fully clothed persons, using a theory where pressure on one part of the body is claimed to affect a different part of the body, including the internal organs. Both are systems that can be practiced informally after minimal training or as a dedicated and skilled profession. Both fall under the laying on of hands exemption to the statutory definition of massage therapy that we have now. If one of these systems requires 2 years of graduate level work and training whose cost runs into six figures, they both do. If one does not, the other does not. But in their testimony, proponents of the bill said they worked with the Baltimore School of Reflexology. They seem to be content to let reflexology be completely unregulated, while they want all these burdensome requirements and a state-issued license to do acupressure under penalty of $50,000 fines and years of incarceration. This is just not a well-reasoned take. This is nakedly trying to prevent competition. I'm sorry, but that's the only way that I can see this. The bill's advocates tried to justify their position by asking us to consider the horrors of human trafficking, which are very real. Those of us who do Asian bodywork, I mean, there's nothing like getting a call on your shiatsu practice line at 10 p.m. on a Friday night where a man asks you, hey, how many girls do you have there? To really drive home the issue here. But no one would suggest that the way to address human trafficking in agriculture, which is also a very large problem, is to make field hands get degrees or licenses. In the same way, the way to address human traffickers using holistic wellness as cover is not to go after wellness practitioners. Laws have to be directed at traffickers. And acupressure is not unique in being exploited by bad actors. Traffickers use acupressure for cover because it provides a pretext to operate a storefront where people can come and have private contact with others. They will just move on to reflexology, or Reiki, or assisted stretching, or therapeutic touch, or energy work, or Qigong, or any of a dozen other wellness practices if we just take the word acupressure away from them. The sensible way to go after them is to amend criminal law code, I think this is code section 11304, if I've looked this up properly, to include additional penalties for those who, the statutory language says, receive or acquire money or proceeds from the earnings of a person engaged in prostitution. So procuring. If you procure prostitution under such cover, then let's have enhanced penalties for that. Absolutely. I'll back that to the hilt. The bill works against the interests of vulnerable people who find complementary or alternative therapies with low barriers to entry, like reflexology, acupressure, Reiki, find these things valuable employment skills, either formal employment or informal employment. For context, and it really makes me sad to talk about this, but it's important to be aware of a crisis in the acupuncture profession. This bill seems a panic response to the acupocalypse. Acupuncture schools are closing, and acupuncturists are talking about the end of their profession. This has been brought about because of classist elitism and overregulation that makes acupuncture training impossible to afford on an acupuncturist's salary. Let's not let a way of thinking that has already nearly destroyed one profession destroy others. As I said before, you can learn some basic acupressure in a weekend and help people. That's how wonderful this work is. Some vulnerable people find that a valuable employment skill. The training doesn't compare with professional grade training of an Asian bodywork therapist, massage therapist, or acupuncturist, but it does not pose a threat to the public. It's a good thing, unless your primary concern is blocking competition. Using fines and incarceration to keep people without graduate degrees from using the ideas of traditional East Asian medicine is not going to help acupuncturists. Inclusivity, not exclusivity, is the way forward. So I ask you, let's make Maryland a model by adopting inclusivity as our watchword as we share the benefits of the rich East Asian medical tradition with the world. Senators, delegates, as you can see, I love talking, and I love Asian bodywork. So if I can help you understand these issues by talking to you about Asian bodywork, I would be delighted. If you're curious about it, I would be happy to visit your office and demonstrate some techniques on one of your staff, and you'd be regarded as the best boss in Annapolis. Thank you. I'll be delighted to take any questions via the phone, by email, or come meet with you in person. Thank you very much.